This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Our guest this week is Litchfield Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Don Piesold.
Joining us today from the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce is Don Piesold. Thanks, Don, for joining me.
Hi, David. It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, not a problem. We got some big events in Litchfield coming up. It's the big event in Litchfield. It's Party in the Park, the 36th annual, been going on for a while. And obviously, we expect another great turnout this year, Don.
I hope so. Fingers and toes are all crossed. For good weather, first of all, and we're very excited. We've already been doing months and months of planning, as everyone knows who takes care of an event. This year's 36th annual Party in the Park is sponsored by Todd's Pub Donegal. We're happy to have them on board and be our title sponsor. We've got a lot of neat things, a lot of changes, and some new things, some old things. You know how that all goes.
Before we go any further, is this the first year for a title sponsor like Todd's Pub Donegal?
As far as I know. Okay. Of course, 36 years, I could be mistaken, but as far as I can see, yes.
At least in recent history.
Yes,
it has been in quite a few years.
Yeah. It is. So obviously, we're very happy to have them.
And this year's Party in the Park, it starts on Friday, July 22nd at noon, beginning with the introduction of contestants for one of three pageants, that is, starting with the introduction of last year's Miss Chamber of Commerce, and that was
Natalie Elliott.
Natalie Elliott.
She's been wonderful. She's a dream.
Also at noon, the Taste of Litchfield opens, and that's just an event that's been widely popular over the last few years.
Yes, the Taste of Litchfield booths open. You can run and get lunch, as well as the food trailers there at the park. And then at 4 o'clock, we'll have all the exhibitor booths open, including, of course, the food. And we have the opening ceremonies with our national anthem and color guard, welcomed by the chamber and the mayor. He will have a nice welcome for everybody. And then we'll go right into the introduction of the last year's Little Miss and Mister Party in the Park. And then the presentation of this year's new Junior Miss Chamber of Commerce candidates. That's a new pageant that we implemented.
So this year being the first Junior Miss.
Okay. So we're excited about that. And we have 5 contestants for the Junior Miss.
That's pretty good for a first year.
I think so. Yeah. I was really excited to get 5. And then for the Little Miss and Mister, we'll introduce them as well at 4. And we have 15 contestants for that.
Oh, wow.
And they're always so cute to watch.
Yeah.
I just love them. So it's all fun when we get a lot of the participants with the pageant. I'm looking forward to that.
And then at 5 o'clock, obviously, the carnival opens, the beer tent opens. But then an event that was brought in last year that's back again this year, there's human foosball, except you're having open play and challenges.
We are. On Friday night, anybody can get in there, see how good they are, figure out if they want to have a team, you know, if they get to brush up on their skills, if they're going to be in the tournament on Saturday morning. And it's just fun. $5 a pop. Anybody can go in and play, and it should be fun.
Now, how does that work out on Friday night for the open play? Will you have will people just put together a team on the side and maybe just show up there?
Sure.
Will you have to put teams together on the spot?
Or if there were 2 or 3 of you, then you have to have at least 6 mm-hmm. to play on a team. So then the next 3 people, whoever's there to fill in, will make a team. Now, if you show up with enough for a team, that's perfect. And you can play until somebody else gets there. I'm sure there will be some time restraints that we'll set if it's crowded, you know. But if not, we'll just kind of go with it.
Right.
And we are moving it this year, and we're also moving the beer tent. It will be located there in the parking lot off Monroe Street, right there in between Mendora's Photography and Salon and the apartment buildings.
Okay.
So the beer tent will be there, and then the foosball will be on Monroe Street.
So kind of the opposite of what it was last year.
Yes. Closer to the park, more visible, won't be so hot. We're getting McKay Auto Parts is nice enough to loan us a huge fan. It's just a huge industrial fan that has water that goes in with it to it somehow. Mm. And we're going to face that on the foosball court. So I think that will really help too.
Speaking as someone who played in it last year, that's more physically demanding than you would think.
I saw that.
But fun nonetheless. Yeah,
I could tell.
Yeah. And then at 8 o'clock, obviously, the big event of the night on the stage is the Miss Litchfield Chamber of Commerce pageant. And as you said, got a great turnout there, the 10 contestants. So that should be a big draw, as it always is.
Yes. And I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully, I have good weather. I do want to point out that the Moose will be having bingo starting at 5 o'clock on Friday up to 9. And then the Unique Dance students there at the Unique Dance Studio in downtown Litchfield will be performing from 6 to 7 on the stage.
All right. And obviously, the festivities continue Saturday, and it begins at 10 a.m. with the actual Human Foosball Tournament.
That starts at 10 a.m. You'll want to be registered already. It's $50 a team, or, you know, however you want to do it individually, but it's $50 for a team. The Human Foosball game itself is sponsored by RP Lumber. They've been great with showing us a lot of support. You can challenge, think about challenging a class or a business as a team. They're 30-minute games, 6 players per team and or more if you want for subs. If you're interested, contact Eric Johnson at Family Eye Care or just give me a call or come by the chamber office.
All right. And was there a registration deadline?
There isn't, but like I said, for the tournament, the sooner the better you get registered.
Right. Also at 10 a.m. is a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, so you could either be playing foosball or you could be playing 3-on-3 basketball, and I guess if you're really daring, you could do both. But tell us a little bit about the 3-on-3 tournament.
That's something we're bringing back. We used to do that, gosh, back when my kids were young, and you too.
I remember it, yeah.
Yeah, and so we're excited about that. That will also start at 10, first come, first served. Again, you'll want to try to, if at all possible, to register early. The schedule and the brackets will depend on number of teams that are registered. The cost is $15 per player before, or $20 the day of sign-up. Minimum of 3 players per team, maximum of 4. So that does give you the chance, if you'd like, to have a sub, to have 4 there. Registration forms may be picked up at Unique Personnel or at the Litchfield Chamber office. I'll also have these online, and that will help the foosball and the 3-on-3. So you can print them, fill them out, and so forth.
Do you turn them in at the same location that you picked them up from? Like if you
no.
picked them up? Okay.
Just if it's easy, come by the chamber office anytime. Give me a call, 324-2533. You can download them on the website. You can download it from there, turn them in, mail them in, go by Unique Personnel or Family Eye Care and turn those in, you know, in whatever's easiest.
Right.
The chamber office just kind of probably is easiest and
sure
that way.
And where is the 3-on-3 basketball tournament located at
the
Party
3-on-3, good question, is also going to be on Monroe Street starting from State on down.
Okay.
So we'll have up to 4 courts available, and then so it'll be on the starting on the corner of State and Monroe, and then the foosball will be on Monroe Street, but they're on by the corner of Kirkham.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of the post office
right.
corner. Yeah.
Right. And at noon, the Taste of Litchfield and the food trailers are open. Exhibitor booths are open. And then at 1 o'clock, you've got a spelling bee this year.
We do. Years ago, there was a spelling bee, and that seemed to be a big hit. So Jennifer Reed Bauer of Century 21 Realty thought she would bring that back. So Century 21 has sponsored the spelling bee. Mm. They've reached out. All the grade levels have had a spelling bee already when they were in class. So the winners have already been determined, and or the participants who will be there. And then they will go play against each other with the spelling bee. So that's exciting.
I don't remember this happening last year. Do you remember when the last time this was?
No. In fact, it was somewhere in between from maybe 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it was after my kids had grown, but I'm telling you how old I am here, aren't I? But it's been maybe 10 years ago, just approximately from what I gather. But it seemed to be a real hit, and Century 21 wanted to bring that back. So we said, great. Come join us.
Yeah, it's a different kind of competition.
That's right. Right.
All sorts of competition going on
at
the Party in the Park. At 3 o'clock, the beer tent opens, provided by Denny's Bait and Packaged Liquor. And then 4 o'clock, you've got a skateboard expo. Tell me a little bit about that, if you could.
That's exciting, and that's something new this year. I know there's a group of young men that they love to do what they do with the skateboards and all these neat tricks, and they've volunteered to come up and give us an exposition, and we're excited about that.
Absolutely.
A lot of neat tricks. I've heard a lot of interest in it, so I'm sure we'll...
Pretty big skateboarding community in this area.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. 5 o'clock, that skateboard expo goes up until 5 o'clock. And at 5 o'clock, the carnival opens. And again, wristbands are $20. You'll also have the Midwest Royal All-Stars performing. And that's the tumbling, I believe.
It is, in the cheer group. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of those girls, and they do a great job. They really do. They bring it. They've competed at, in St. Louis, all over, and they do a great job.
Right.
So it'll be fun.
Like the skateboarders, you also see a lot of the people interested in tumbling in this area, and mm-hmm. it's been going on for years. So hopefully we get a big turnout for that. And at 6 o'clock, there's a Ronald McDonald magic show.
That's right. Right there on stage, we have very fortunate to have our local McDonald's here supply us with an appearance of the Ronald McDonald, which is a great coup, I understand. And he's a busy guy. And he is going to come by and give us a magic show and do lots of fun things. He's really good with the kids, walks around all over and connects with them, and they get a big kick out of it. So right. I was happy and very happy they had offered for him to come back again.
And then at 7 o'clock, you're concluding the evening with the final two pageants, with the Little Miss and Mr. Party in the Park and the Junior Miss Chamber of Commerce pageant. And obviously, Little Miss and Mr., we mentioned, it's just fun to watch them all get on stage.
They're all adorable.
Yeah.
I would hate to be a judge for any of these pageants, actually.
Yeah. I imagine it's a pretty popular event just for that reason, just because, I mean, the Queen contest is popular in itself, but the Little Miss and Mister, everyone just loves to watch the kids on
That's
stage.
That's right. Yeah. You're right.
And of course, none of this at Party in the Park would be possible, Don, without any of your sponsors, and you have a great group of those.
We do. We're very, very thankful for them, and I'd like to thank them if I could at this time. Mm-hmm. Of course, mention again our title sponsor, Todd's Pub Donegal. And then I'd like to thank all of our gold sponsors, the First National Bank of Litchfield, the George Press, HSHS St. Francis Hospital, Litchfield National Bank, RP Lumber Company Incorporated, Republic Services Invotech Landfill, and Unique Personnel Consultants. I'd like to thank our silver sponsors, Bank and Trust Company, the Buzz Magazine Studio T, Century 21 Reed Bauer Realty, D&M Electric, Diamond Trailer Sales, Evergreen Place Supportive Living, Fleming Tofaw and Company PC, Holiday Inn Express, the Litchfield Moose Lodge, number 1634, Scheller Insurance Agency, Short Furniture Company, Snap Fitness, Taylorville Community Credit Union, also known as TCCU, Victory Lane Ford, and Wendy's. And as you said, without all of them, the Party in the Park would not be possible. So we owe them all much thanks.
Again, that was Dawn Pieselt, Executive Director with the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. That's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.